CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. George, writing of transitional presidents, going backwards, Reagan, Roosevelt, FDR, Rutherford B. Hayes, former governor of Ohio, former general in the Union Army, and Andrew Jackson, the very famous Andrew Jackson. I'll come down there to South Carolina and hang the first man I find in the first tree, the threatening Andrew Jackson. George presents them as a transitional presidents, not to do with gunfire, but to do with tax policy. How so, George?
Well, every 50 years, there's a fundamental shift in American policy. Our last one was 50 years ago almost. It was Ronald Reagan, who really transformed not just tax policy, but other things. Before him, it was FDR, who transformed the American industrial base. Before him, there was Rutherford B. Hayes, who recreated the dollar. The dollar had been worth nothing after the Civil War. He recreated it. And Andrew Jackson made it possible for the banks of the East to be crushed so that the settlers could come to the West. Each did something that was fundamentally different. So now we are facing the next change. And we see it already in the tax chaos, the financial one, and also by the social and intellectual disorder of the United States. That happened in all the previous ones. So we're coming to the point, this election, next election, that a new definition of what it means to be American is going to emerge. And in each of the previous cases, people were surprised at what came out of it. It was FDR. It wasn't the one they expected. Ronald Reagan wasn't the one they expected. So we shouldn't assume that the things that are being argued about at this moment are going to be things that define things. But we are at a transition point. And during this point, we will be very uneasy, very angry, very confused.
Yes. The way I read these four presidents, this isn't about celebration. This isn't about genius. This is about making a policy that's directly or nearly directly opposed to what experts, what the economists, what the colleagues of their party are telling them. They go the other direction, or they go in a new direction. And that doesn't lead to happiness, George. There's still a fierce argument about Ronald Reagan's Laffer curve and cutting taxes for the rich, trickle down. You know the rhetoric today. And even though it's been almost 100 years since FDR took the White House, we'd have to say there's a spirited debate about the New Deal. Is that the nature of transition, that nobody ever settles the argument afterwards?
Well, the argument is settled by history. FDR, if he hadn't flushed money into the system during the Great Depression, would have been a very different country. If Reagan had not started building investment capital, we'd be a different country. At the time, there is a fear of this man is destroying us. Then there's the fear, thank God it happened, but it wasn't his doing. It was mine or someone else's doing. And finally, we forget. Yes, there are people who remember Ronald Reagan and the Laffer curve. Others who still get upset over what FDR did. But we go through this cycle. But remember, there's also the social part. Reagan was facing a massive problem with race. Louis Long was coming along, so to speak. The 82nd Airborne had to go into Detroit to calm the situation down. And finally, we are filled with race issues, gender issues, and so on. So one of the characteristics of this time, aside from mutual contempt, is that there's some profound issues there that have to be settled, and they're not settled happily.
I want to fill in one little puzzle I have, George, about this transitional presidency. If Joe Biden, who has now announced his reelection, is reelected, he is in a position to be transitional. His EPA policies, his policies about green America, certainly the idea of equity, all revolutionary and at odds with voices from the opposition and sometimes within his own party. However, in his announcement in the short video, the 3-minute video of his reelection plans, I was struck by that there was no attention to the conflict in Europe and to the potential outright East Asia war of China invading Taiwan. That must have been purposeful on the part of the White House. Does that validate your approach to these four presidents, that it's about domestic policy we argue about and remember and not about foreign affairs?
In general, going back to Jackson, going to Roosevelt, the war was out there nibbling, but that's not what he ran on. What he ran on was the agony of the Depression, the people who were without homes, who were without food, and so on and so forth. What Reagan ran on was the fact that the American industrial base was being shattered and needed capital to have it. Now, we have many things he can run on, but he's not going to run on the war. And he's not going to run, if he's going to win, I should say. And he's not going to run on many of the social issues. His problem is defining what exactly he's going to do about the economy. And when the winner comes, and he's only running, he will surprise everybody by doing something outrageous.
Right.
Each case, it was outrageous.
George Friedman, the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.